bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your hump day. Yes, indeed. Wink, wink, wink. Edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 6th of July, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in around 5 minutes. Well, we do hope the rumors are true for the iPhone 7 on this one, or whatever the next iPhone's going to be called. Say goodbye to 16 gigabytes. Yeah, that's right. According to a new report from the Wall Street Journal, Apple is about to abandon their 16 gigabyte for their next iPhone. So what kind of storage are we going to be seeing at the entry-level iPhone? Well, 32 gigs is what we're hearing right now. I know, 64 would have been a lot nicer, but I can deal with 32. Now, you got to wonder, what was the sudden change of heart on Apple's side? Well, given the fact that we'll probably have a new camera on the thing, particularly on the Plus. They want us to take 4K video nowadays. They want us to have high-resolution photos. Plus, let us not forget about the actual operating system itself. Yes, iOS. I guess they figured it was about time. Yeah, it's long overdue, Apple. The bigger question is how is Apple going to start marketing the more higher-capacity iPhones? Will the 64 gig remain the mid-level? The 128 the upper level? Or will we finally see that 256 gigabyte option for the iPhone? With one rumor comes another. And another. And another. How many of you out there actually use Twitter to communicate with, some company that's taking you off at the moment? Around my neck of the woods, usually it's the ISPs who never reply to you, but maybe 6-7 hours later. Well, it looks like Twitter's trying out a new feature, at least beta testing the thing, that's, has to be said, very similar to what Facebook is already doing. This new Twitter feature will help users get faster customer support from brands and businesses that they follow on the platform. Here's where the Facebook connection kind of comes in. When displaying those accounts, they'll have a little thing there saying that they're very responsive, kind of responsive, or it'll take a while. Yeah, we've seen that with businesses on Facebook. It says responds usually within an hour, responds right away, or never responds. Now, like I said, this is just a testing thing right now for Twitter. We don't really know if it's actually going to become fully available to all users. Personally, I hope they do. Nothing like waiting 12 hours for a reply back tweet, then asking you to do something entirely irrelevant to your question. Got a small business? Well, Microsoft gonna be your friend now, at least with a free version of Skype for small business. This is actually the first non-beta browser version of Skype. Now, the service is actually called Skype Meetings. And with functionality just like Skype, this will actually let you chat up to 10 people all at once. Here's the catcher, though, for the first 60 days of use. After those 60 days, the meeting capacity is limited to 3 people. That's a real small business, isn't it? One thing that Microsoft says it does include is more powerful collaboration tools, things you would actually see in Skype for Business. Basically, at the end of the day, this is just Microsoft trying to tease you to get on Office 365 for Business. Remember, that plan actually includes Skype. And finally, yeah, we got another short one today, boys and girls. This and finally, though, kind of makes me want to go work at the Institute of Micro and Nanosystems Technology in Norway. Seems these people have a lot of time on their hands. And apparently a love for the game of Pac-Man. That's because these researchers have built their own Pac-Man game out of nanostructures. Then they actually made the thing light up just like a 1980 arcade. After that, they populated the thing with single-celled organisms representing Pac-Man himself, or if you're into Miss Pac-Man, herself. Now, the bad guys know they don't look like ghosts. They are actually hungry multicellular structures. And unlike the real Pac-Man game, there's no joystick to actually control what happens in this thing. Guess you could say it's kind of reality Pac-Man. If you're curious just as much as I was, head on over to YouTube, search for microscopic Pac-Man. It'll be the first result that comes up. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Head on over to the British Tech Network website at BritishTechNetwork.com for the news show, of course, and all the other great BTN shows. Talking about shows like The Gamer Show, The Pocket Show, The Big Show, and The Mac Show. And the list is actually just keeps going on and on and on. Chances are, if there's a topic you like, you're going to find it. Get subscribed now, BritishTechNetwork.com, or subscribe to all of our shows on iTunes. Yes, you can find them there as well. Follow the BTN Network on Twitter at at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can get hanging out with the fine folks in our BTN community. That's the fun place to be. Find them over at our Slack room. That's at britishtech.slack.com. As for the news show, well, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen of all ages, there's not going to be a show tomorrow. Very sorry about that. It's going to be one of my Thursdays from hell, and I just don't think I'm going to make it back in time. But I promise I'll make it up to you on Friday's installment of the BTN news show. I'll get you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 48 hours. How about that? But until Friday rolls along, hope you're enjoying your hump day. Have a good Thursday. We'll see you on Friday. And thank you so much for listening.